scare if you want.
It won't be scary.
Then you could scare me more if you want.
Because then it won't be scary.
Well, it won't be as scary. It still would be pretty scary, but... Oh, you lost a slipper. Samir, you lost a slipper. Slipper, slipper. Slippy slipper. Come on, dude.
Venga, cuando termines de comer, para que te veas en la cámara, ¿vale? A ver, ¿te sientas?
That's a good idea. Liam, see, look. He thought he didn't like it at first, too. What's the oh, I just put a little salt on it for you. Guess it. Let's hold this. Okay, make up your mind. Okay, Liam, I think you can eat it yourself now. You've seen that you eat small teaspoonfuls at a time. You don't stuff it in your mouth.
Cold?
It's warm. Oh, the milk? Try it and see what it...
I was talking about the beans.
Dude, okay. Pull a chair up, all right? There you go.
No, I don't want to be there because I was exploding.
Well, why don't we give this Liam to this one for his feet? Liam, I'm going to give you this one for your feet, okay?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Those are ribs. You know what your ribs are? animals, and ribs are very ticklish.
I don't know why we're ticklish on our ribs.
Did it take you a long time to find your brother, Liam? It did. And then where did Liam hide? Where'd you hide, Liam?
I don't know.
Liam, how about eating your beans a little bit?
Nope. I want cornflakes now.
Well, you can have cornflakes now, but you're certainly not going to get potato chips.
Why?
You're going to eat up your beans. Why?
I don't know.
Well, tell you what. 10 more little teeny weeny spoonfuls, and then that's it. 10. Here, look, there's such, look, such small teaspoons.
Teaspoon many.
That talks too. Samir, oh, I'm warming up.
Teaspoons many?
That's 5.
No,
five. Come on, 1.
Hello.
No, the teeny spoonfuls, 1. Let's go. Come on, you too. You can start eating too. 1 and 1, let's go, come on.
One day,
I'm
going to wait for the milk.
You wait for the milk? Should be pretty warm by now. It's getting there. Here, Liam, you've got milk too. So where did Raquel hide? Let me guess. In the window.
What?
In the window?
What?
In the window? Did you hide in the window? Mm-hmm. Out on the balcony? Mm-hmm. Under Abuela Chong's bed. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, I'm not guessing at all. Where'd you go?
Behind your stairs in Papa's room.
In Papa's room? Oh. Let's see, she hid under the pillows? Mm-hmm. Yep. Some of your milk's ready. Where?
Small.
It's only half. There you go. You too. Number two. Here comes number two. Ponytail to him? Yeah? How come? I do like my ponytail. Mm-hmm. Here, one more for you and then you only have six to go, alright? Well, you're on your way to a ponytail. Your hair's getting pretty long. Do any kids in your school have ponytails? Mm-hmm. Girls or boys?
No, no one.
No one? Are you the only one with a ponytail? Wow. Okay. All right, six more for Samir. Here, and once you eat this, you have six more to go to. Open up.
How many six? Oh, six.
I'll show you in a minute. Open. Look, five and one. Ha! It's getting fewer and fewer, huh?
Holy, there's a lot of
no, once we eat this, wait. Yeah, there you go. That's only six. You're not going to eat all your beans. Bummer.
Huh?
Huh. Jeez. Oh my god. So, no, this one's fresh. Once you eat this, it's only five left. That's right. Open up. That's right. Yeah, please don't sprinkle your leg, okay? Oh, so you know we're going to go to California in another...
Week now!
No, not now. Another, let's see, I'm going to buy the tickets now. April, May, June, July, 4 months. Not that far.
How many are we going to go to sleep?
How many are we going to have to sleep in that time? How many nights? That's a little longer. 120.
Why?
You want to see how many that is? Here. Eat this meal. We have five more.
How many minutes are we going to sleep?
Minutes. In one night, you sleep 600 minutes.
That's the only way you
can. Oh! All right, you ready?
Here it comes.
Here it comes after Sonia takes
a nap. I don't know how to dance after those many.
Well, you almost do.
No, I will never know how to count up to.
You'll never know how to count up to 600? I think you will.
No, no.
Well, you already know how to count up to 49.
Yeah.
That's a really good start. And then all you have to do is go 101, 102, 103, 104. It's really easy. Just go 100. And then 201, 202, 200. You already know. You know how to count up to 249, 349, 449, 549. Okay, I'm going to see 600 with my hands. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 60, 70, 180, 190, 200, 210, 220, 230, 240, 250, 260, 270, 280, 290, 490, 500, 600. That's how much you sleep, you sleepy heads.
No, that's too long.
But on the other hand, you only sleep 10 hours.
Can I
see my lips? You see a video when you finish your lips? Well, maybe so, yeah.
Can you see my
video? Which one is your video?
One.
Oh, if you eat this, you only have four more left to go.
Four.
Open.
I mean, do I have to know?
After you eat this, you only have four more left to go. Now, guys are zooming through. Hey!
Hey!
Come on, stop clowning around and eat your lunch. What do you want? Once you eat this, you have only, how many more left?
One.
You are an optimist. No.
Three.
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 Three. Excuse me. I don't need to spin on either. Samir, after you eat this one, you have only three left to go. Oh! Necklaces you've broken of mine? 10, 20, 30, lots. You're a necklace breaker.
Yeah, necklace breaker. No, I'm not.
I haven't broken anyone's necklace.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Whose?
You are so strong.
What?
You are so strong.
A what thrower?
You are so strong.
A sword thrower?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Come on, Liam, stop it. It's getting annoying. Once you eat this, you have only two more left to go, eh? Come on, no, you're really going to break it. You really aren't. It's very fragile. Okay. And you know who gave it to me? Huh? You know who gave it to me? Softa.
What?
Softa. Softa's going to ask me when we go to California, say, Marie, what happened to that necklace I gave you, that beautiful necklace? Well, what am I going to tell her? Huh?
One necklace.
This one. Lee was about to break. What am I going to say? Troll gave it? I don't think so. Is say, Liam broke it. After this, you only have one more left to go, dude. And then you're up for some cornflakes. So where did we go yesterday? Do you remember? I bet you guys forgot already.
Please brush my nose.
To eat with Manolo? Oh, that was a while ago, but now stop it. It's getting annoying. To eat with Manolo, we went
to throw stones at
a week ago. Where? To throw stones in the river.
Mm-hmm. Grow floppy stones in the river.
Grow floppy stones? No, we didn't throw
floppy
stones in the river.
We throw my stones in the river.
Mommy's stones?
To eat.
To eat. Well, we did eat things. After this, you only have one more to go.
One more.
After this, one more. We went to... Yeah, we did go to a bar. Hey, Liam. And you had... Churros.
Poopos.
No.
Smack.
Okay, guess what? Tonight when you call me, I have to go pee-pee. I have to so honored. And I'll pull my covers up. Guess who's coming to your room? Papa. Smack me more. I'm not going to your room. Oh, that's it. Papa's going to your room today, too. Is there a problem with him? Is there a problem with his going to your room? What does he do? Well, be nice to me.
Okay, my dear.
Driving the car, and Liam and Samir were in the back sleeping in the car. And they had a big bag of rosquillas between them, and Abuelachon was in the front, and Mama was in the back. All of a sudden, Liam and Samir woke up with a start because Mommy had braked suddenly. "Hey, what's going on?" said Liam. "Look, look, there's a police officer over there." "No, there's two police officers," says Liam. "That's right," said Mommy. "That's why I'm stopping. Because when a police officer tells you to stop on the road, you have to stop on the road." "Oh," said Samir. "Do you think that they're that want to take Papa to jail?" said Liam. "No, of course not." "Well," said Mommy, "usually the police officers just want to tell you be careful of something or whatever." So the car stopped, and the two police officers came up to the car window. And Mommy rolled down the window and said, "Yes, officers, what is it?" And one of the police officers said,
"That they were piping
Mike." "Huh?" "They were piping Mike." "We didn't know that yet." One of the police officers said, "Hey, did you see two suspicious looking characters that escaped from jail in Salamanca?" "Oh," said Samir, "who would that be?" "Well," said the police officer, "these are two famous toy thieves that have stolen lots of toys from a place called Aldea Lengua." "Oh no," Samir. "Could it possibly be Pike and Mike?" "That's right," said the police officer. "How did you know that? It's Pike and Mike. They're on the loose." "No way," said Samir, and he clutched Fergie to him tighter than ever. "They're gonna want my frog." "That's right," said the police officers. "They certainly are. Now, what do you have in the back there, ma'am?" "Just rosquillas, that's all we have." "Would you mind if we searched your trunk?" "Not at all," said Papa. He got out of the car and opened the trunk. "Nothing in here," said the police officers. "We're going to have to search the inside of the car, though." "There's no one in here in the back," said Samir. "Are you really police officers?" He was starting to get suspicious. "Don't be rude to the police officers." They jumped in the car, and then They grab the rosquitas and they say, "All right, lady, step on it or we'll throw the rosquitas out the window." And Samir looked at them, and Liam looked at them, and they said together, "Oh, no, it's Pike and Mike." "That's right, smarty pants," said Pike, and she laughed a lot. "You took a little while about figuring it out, didn't you?" "Oh, gotcha now. Give me the frog." "No," said Sunny, "I'm not going to give you my frog." "I'll get it someday," said Pike. "Don't you worry, but I'm in no hurry." "All right," said Mike, "give me the rosquillas. I need a couple." "Sure," said Abuelachon. "Just a minute." Liam was sitting up on his seat so he could see Abuelachon reach into her purse and pull out a little package of empty into her box. "Pepper! Yes!" She pulled out some.
"I have a magic book of power and it has a skull on it."
"You have a magic book of power and it has a skull on it?"
Mm-hmm.
"Is that your spell book?"
Mm-hmm.
"What do you want to do to make a pick then with your spell book?"
"Well, whatever you want to."
"What?"
"The fire circle."
"The fire circle. How about you? Do you want to do a spell on Mike and Pike?"
But they don't fall in the hole this time."
"They don't fall in the hole. What happens to them?"
They just go into.
They go.
Just drop into.
In a hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just in the fire.
They're in the fire. Okay. So
there are two.
The two of them? Are you gonna hold them in the fire circle?
Yeah.
What about you? What do you want to do to Mike and Pike? Hmm? Want to do anything to them?
Mm-hmm.
What?
God,
I can't hear you. A little loud. Oh, I can't hear what the whispering. Why don't you speak up, okay? Speak up. You're gonna what?
No.
You'll get a piece of mud?
In
the hole, and then they get a piece of mud and they put it in the on the skull, and all the power comes out?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Now what was this about mud, Liam? I didn't understand you. I'm sorry you didn't have to speak up to the hair again. Speak up. No, don't whisper in my ear. Come on.
What?
Sit on my lap and tell me, okay? Here. Oh, and don't whisper, please, because I really don't understand those whispering stuff. Mike, is this too soft? Please speak up.
Yeah. It's just a secret. He doesn't want me to hear it.
But it can't be a secret for long, because if he tells me, then I'm going to tell it in the story, and it will no longer be a secret. You don't want Samir to hear it? What's that? Maybe you can cover your ears.
No.
Well, I guess that part of the story is not going to get told, because I can't understand it. Tell it, say it out loud. No, I can't understand the whispering. It tickles my ears anyway.
Why?
Because, listen, watch. See? The tickles. You want to tell me something? All right. Then tell it out loud. Do you want? Oh, no. Okay. You tell it to me, and then I'll say it out loud and after each bit and see if I understood you, okay?
Okay. I will get a piece of mud and I will turn it into a rosquilla. They will eat it and then they will chew the, and then it will turn back into mud. They will be chewing the mud.
They'll be chewing mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pike it might deserve. Anyway, so Amuletchon took the pepper out of her bag and sprinkled it on their skin. Liam sighed and he whispered quickly to Samir. And Samir said, okay. So, Amuletchon sprinkled the pepper on the Roskilla and she gave one to Pike and one to Mike. And they started to eat it. I think you forgot to say something, said Samir.
What?
Said Pike with her mouth full of Roskilla.
What, said Liam? You mean you don't know what you have to say?
I'll tell you. What should they say?
Thank you.
Thank you. But they didn't say it. Thank you, said Liam.
Oh,
said Pike. But soon her laughter turned into tears coming out of her eyes. What was on the Roskillas? She started snuffling and snorting, and all of a sudden a big true. It was the pepper. And then when she put her hand up, all the Roskilla flew up into her hand and in her eyes. Oh, I can't see, she said. And then she started crying more because the pepper got in her eyes. The same thing happened to Mike. He was crying too. Oh no, said Liam. Why don't you have one of these Roskillas? There's better. And he took some mud from the bottom of his shoes and fashioned it into a Roskilla and gave it to Mike.
I turned it into a Roskilla.
Yeah, you made it look like a Roskilla. Oh, you can have one for me too, Pike, said Samir. He took some mud from his shoes and gave it to Pike. And they started eating. Bleh! Said Mike and Pike. And they spit it out. And then, Mommy stopped the car and pulled it over to the side of the road. And Samir said, hey, Pike and Mike, go get my frog! And he pretended to throw his frog out the window. And because Pike and Mike couldn't see very well, they were blinded by the pepper and the mud and the Roskilla. They flew out the window. It's mine, said Mike, and he hit Pike. It's mine, said Pike, and she hit Mike. And they dived out the window together, scratching and hitting each other. And guess where they landed? Boom-ba-doo! Pike landed on her head. Boom-ba-doo! Mike landed on his butt. And Pike said, ooh, my head! And Mike said, ooh, my butt! And quick as a wink, Liam and Sonia jumped out of the car and said, Papa, quick, give me your shoelaces. They grabbed the shoelaces and they tied up Pike and Mike so tight that they couldn't move.
But I wanted to do my belt.
You imagine, right? Pike and Mike started to roll down the hill. We'll escape from you soon, even if we can't run, said Pike and Mike. Samir opened his magic spell book and read a spell. How to detain two mean toy thieves. If you have, tie them up and they keep going down the hill. He held out his hand and a green light.
Yeah!
What?
No, that didn't happen. I couldn't run and I picked up a skull and so I used to mint all the spell came out.
We put mud on the picture of the skull and what?
All the power comes out.
All the power comes out? Does that mean the green light comes out and grabs them?
No, all the power comes out.
All the power comes out and grabs them?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, said Samir, I know what to do. He grabbed a piece of mud from the ground, slapped it down on the skull. All the power came out of the book and stopped Pike and Mike dead in their tracks. They were trapped. They couldn't move. Right? And so then Papa got out his cell phone and said, okay, Mike and Pike, it's back to the slammer for you. You know what the slammer is?
Police officers.
The police officers, back to the jail. They're going back to the jail. Well, Pike and Mike were pretty soon picked up by police officers. Boy, were they crying. Where did they get these costumes from, said Mommy to the police officers. Oh dear, said the police officers. I'm afraid we let them play with some police officers' costumes in their break from jail. And they tricked us. They pretended they were police officers and they got out of the jail and ran away. Samir looked at the police officers and said, you know, you guys, that wasn't very smart, was it? Police officers looked a little sheepish. Oh, I guess it wasn't really so. And Liam said, why don't you just let them play with witch and dragon costumes? That way they won't just get from jail. That's a good idea, said the police officer. We'll pull all those police officer costumes out and we'll burn them, and they'll never get away from jail again. As Pike and Mike sped away in the police car, handcuffed and tied with Papa's shoelaces, Liam and Samir said, bye! We won't be seeing you again for a long time. And that was the end of
Who said that?
Liam and Samir. because they were speeding off to jail and getting locked up for trying to steal people's toys.
Me?
You.
Yeah.
So we won't be seeing you for a long time.
Pike and Mike weren't anyway. Because they didn't want to go to jail. But they got trapped, didn't they? As usual. They're not very smart. Hmm? Do you really want to see Pike and Mike come here?
No.
No.
There's no thieves coming here, no day.
What? There's no thieves coming here, no day.
What?
No, certainly. What about the Paella thieves? What was this? What was this about Paella thieves?
They stole lots of Paella.
They stole lots of Paella.
Where did they come from? I don't know where they came from.
No?
Apples and ice cream. Oh, pickles.
What?
The apples and ice cream.
A push-up ice cream? We don't have push-up ice creams. We have ice cream sandwiches, ice cream cones. Or we have that block vanilla ice cream I can cut for you guys. Which one do you want?
Peace. I'm not
going to eat those ones. Oh, I'm not. Yeah, turn around. You're well and truly tangled.
Here. Are you my tangled?
What? Well, you had to tangle up a little bit to keep that scalp on you.
Why did they give them
police costumes to play with? Well, the police weren't very smart, were they? I guess they had some old police uniforms hanging around that they weren't using. And so they probably put them into the dress-up chest of all the prisoners. But of course, if you're going to put a police officer costume in there, the prisoners could use it to escape and go steal toys and things. Or paella. What happened to the paella thieves? Torches and look outside for the paella thieves.
And then we'll bring the telephone and you will go to call the police.
Okay, we'll bring the telephone and call the police. Sure?
No, first you got to tell.
First what?
First my idea.
What was your idea? What's your idea?
Do they have passives? police, then the police officer, then they put him away and they went at him. What's up, the police officers?
Oh, they'll throw the costumes away, right? And they won't let them dress up as police officers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my idea.
That's a good idea. It really is. Okay. But I think they might be friends with Mike and Pike and meet them in jail, eh? Because they're all thieves.
They're all thieves. Except me.
Exactly.
Spider sense.
Why do you think they won't be friends?
I think they won't be able to break jail because
they won't be able to break jail, huh? I don't think they'll be able to break jail.
Because jail is a house.
Mm-hmm. And strong, no?
I guess a very strong because they seem.
Houses are very strong, but what isn't?
Glass isn't.
Glass isn't very strong. No.
No, it's very strong.
Well, it's kind of brittle. It's not soft because you can't really squeeze it, but it's brittle because if you hit it, it breaks. Anything that's hard and breaks easily is brittle. That's why peanut brittle is called peanut brittle.
And it will break easily, like anybody likes this.
I don't know, I was playing.
Why?
I don't know. I was trying to, like, tangle it. What about the potato chips, huh? Do you think you've eaten well enough to deserve some potato chips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a potato
chip. Okay. Oh, sir.
Oh, no.
Is a little few drops of apple.
Do I want ice cream?
Want ice cream? Okay, you can have ice cream. You want? Yo. You want potato chips? You want ice cream? Is that right? Is that how it goes? Samir. Samir, I'm just checking. You want potato chips and Liam wants ice cream? Is that right? Yo, Samir. Woohoo! You want potato chips or ice cream?
Potato chips, please.
I knew you were going to do that. Here. Yeah. Liam, you want ice cream, right? What kind?
Where were my plants?
Your plants are outside.
Would they put these plants inside?
Yeah, I put these plants inside.
Can I help you do that?
No. You didn't help me do that.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask for help. I just did it by myself. What kind of ice cream do you want, little one?
I want ice cream.
Yeah, what kind?
I say ice cream.
Cone? Ice cream sandwich? Or you want me to cut off ice cream from the edge of the bar of ice cream? Mm-hmm.
What?
Three choices. Cone, ice cream sandwich, or cut off some ice cream from the vanilla ice cream bar. Would you like a cone? Okay. Remember the cone has little sprinklings of peanuts on it and chocolate and vanilla?
Why does it have peanuts on it?
Because people like peanuts with ice cream. Lots of people do. Do you?